We've got a coach who's doing a great job up on the hill. Roger, will you give DJ Gasso the appropriate welcome, please? He is the hitting coach of the number six Razorbacks, DJ Gasso. DJ, good morning. Thanks for jumping on with us.
How we doing?
We're doing great, man. Had a chance to have on Friday, speaking about crazy show, Friday, Coach Dyfel jumped on with us. Ella McDowell jumped on with us. We always have her on Friday. And then Bree Ellis jumped on with us because it was Bree Ellis bobblehead doll night, and I got a chance to go over there Friday night. And you guys took care of business this weekend. We just want to touch base with you real quick because the season now has come to an end. You got one more series with Texas, and I was asking Coach Dyfel, I said, has it gone by in a hurry? Has it seemed like, you know, you guys are having to fight for your life every week because the schedule's so hard? But she said it actually has flown by. What are your thoughts? You're at the end of the road almost now.
Yeah, absolutely flown by. You don't really notice it flying by. I see it in my kids. You know, I see pictures of when we start. I'm like, gosh, they're getting so dang big. It seemed like just yesterday we were heading out on the road to get the season going. But, yeah, that's the journey's the reward, man. All the time spent with the players, the staff, the relationships that you build throughout the season, man, it's really fun competing with this group, and we're really looking forward to continuing to compete at a high level going into the best time of the year, which is postseason. So, but we got a really big series with the defending national champions showing up this weekend. So, really, really excited to get in that environment as well.
DJ, I got a chance to meet you for the first time with Coach Dyfel over at an event in Saline County. I guess it was 2 years ago. And super guy, you're doing a great job. And we've really been blessed, and we're really proud of the fact that for 5 years now in a row, we've had a softball player with an NIL call. We started with Mary Hath the first year, Hannah Gamble for 2 years in a row, Bree Ellis last year, and now Ella McDowell. So, and Justin Moore, he's our softball baseball guy. He's the expert there that we lean on. But Roger and I have really grown
up. I'm no expert, Coach. that's you.
No, but we've had a lot of fun learning the game. Roger and I have. It's just fun, exciting. And but I was going to say this year's squad looks a little different than the previous 4 years we've watched. All four of the years we've watched. Yeah, had an amazing hitting lineup and had really good pitching. But I tell you, from top to bottom, this lineup, every series, every game, there's a different hero at the plate. I mean, and I was just going to ask you, you've been there since, I guess, 2023. Is this team maybe built a little different than what we've seen before? Just there's no weaknesses and everybody seems to step up and deliver when the team needs it?
Well, first off, let's go back to when we first met. I didn't know it was like the Central Arkansas lit. Like, hey, I'm David. I run this town. I run it over here.
I don't do that.
So,
not true, DJ.
And then Justin, I think, was supposed to, I want to say, throw out.
He was
a first pitch a couple years ago, right? And it ended up getting rained out.
That's right.
So yeah, I think it got pushed back or something like that.
He wanted to.
Yeah. And Jess, your voice even sounds better on radio, so I feel like I need to go up to sound, legit as you right now.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's it's early, so I'm a little deeper than normal.
Yeah, I love it. And then one more shout out, Bobby Bones, another Central Arkansas legend. So I can't go without making sure that, you know, you get a hello from him because I know he's not on this show.
Yeah, DJ, we hate him, just so you know, and he's our competitor. No, I'm just joking with you. No, he's a he's another success story here in Arkansas, and actually the same place where Roger's from. But the common thread in all that is that we all love softball, and we really appreciate what you guys are doing with the team. And so back to the question: is this team built a little different?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, what's great about this lineup is you never know who's going to be the hero. Right. You know, it could be the leadoff, it could be the nine hole, somewhere in the middle. We do a really good job of getting on base at a high rate. And so with that being said, if people are on base, you never know who's going to be the person to get that big hit. And so that's what's been really cool to see. And and almost frustrating at times because, like, usually, you know, like, man, is the top of the lineup supposed to be the ones getting all the hits and all the runs? But, you know, what's great is we're able to attack from a lot of different areas, a lot of different angles, and depending on the pitcher, what their strengths are they more up in the zone, more down the zone, mixing in changeups a lot. We just have a lot of different hitters that have many different strengths. And so depending on where you're at in the lineup or how we place them, and depending on the pitcher, you'll see it, like, it's really hard to keep this offense down. And, you know, we haven't performed at the rate I think that we're accustomed to or used to the last about week, which is okay. I mean, there's times in the season that's going to happen. But it's really good lessons learned, because you don't really want to learn too many lessons going in the postseason.
Sure.
So hopefully that's the last one that we can kind of learn, and now it's just compete at the highest level the rest of the way out.
We're visiting with DJ Gasso, the hitting coach for the Razorback softball team. Yeah, you got one series to go. You mentioned defending champion Texas. They're, I think, ranked number four. But it's what you guys do. You guys play the best in America every year. You went to Oklahoma, your mom's club, and it was a different look. You know, you not only won a game, but the first game you're up 4-0. And I think for the first time, I told Coach Dyfel when she was doing the interview, the broadcasters were trying to, you know, are you impressed with what you've seen with Oklahoma and the stadium? And Courtney was like, yeah, listen, we've been here, done that. We're not intimidated. We think we can play with anybody. And even your mom said she felt this Razorback team was a World Series team. You sort of feel that confidence that this team is ready to take that next step, and you know, they're not intimidated by anybody. They feel like they can play with anybody.
Absolutely. I mean, especially going in the Oklahoma series. I mean, that's a heavyweight matchup. I mean, this is going into this weekend is another top 10, sometimes top 5 matchup. I think we've had 4 or maybe 5 if you consider Georgia a top team when we faced them. So yeah, it's why you play the game. You know, the 10-0 run rule, that's what we want. You know, that's fun, and beating the mid-major, that's all great. But man, when your heart gets beating a little bit, you know, you're getting a little tense, a little short of breath, like, man, those situations, that's when you compete. That's what is so thrilling about the sport, you know, and to be able to do that basically every single weekend.
Yeah.
With our schedule has been really fun, and I think has given the girls a lot of confidence going into postseason. It's like, man, these top teams in the country, we've went toe-to-toe with them. We've beaten them in some series, if not a game. So I hope that, especially after how last season ended, hopefully that just is a storm of confidence going into this next month of the season.
Yeah, you guys have been knocking on the door, you know, and like I said, we've been, you know, covering you guys for 5 years and just been knocking on the door, being home. Speaking of Texas, that was Roger. Texas was the team that knocked us out in the Super Regional, what it was 3 years ago. So, you know, and of course, being an old Razorback football player myself, anytime you get to beat Texas in anything, DJ, is a good thing. So we'll let you run and get back to work. But I just want to say we want to say great job, great work, and we're excited to be a part of supporting what you guys are doing. We love Ella. Ella's a high energy, you know, great teammate and a great hitter as well.
As do I, yeah. And like I said, appreciate everything you guys do, not only for the Razorbacks, but the softball program in particular. We really appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
And I don't think, I don't know if you can, I don't know if we can mention this, but Justin's got a young daughter that's already hitting homers.
Dingers.
Yeah. And so her name is Ella
yeah,
Ella
no,
Moore.
Be
watching out for
list.
Yeah. What be watching for DJ.
I know, on the list. I got to say hello to her when they came up to Fayetteville.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah,
for sure.
She's legit. All right.
Hey, good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
Thanks, DJ. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. That's DJ Gasso.